It's July, early morning, 7 degrees Celsius outside. I'm just there, went over Sir Lowry's Pass. On my way to Elgin, we're going to prune the Elgin vineyards this morning. And yeah, so I'm just recording all the little bits of information on all these wines coming from those vineyards. If you want to know more about the other vineyards on the farm, there's some Pinot Noir, there's more Riesling, there's Sauvignon Blanc. You can listen to the One Click Off and Jan Niemand. Those are other recordings about these vineyards where there's more information. But the bottom line is epileptic inspiration. What a wine. It's been around for many, many years and always been an absolute hit. We have not always bottled it since 2012. 2012 was the first vintage we had, and the idea from the beginning was to just make a wine from a vineyard. So there was no plan. The idea was to let's interfere as least as possible to make sure that we make a wine that tells the story about the vineyard itself. So the vineyard grows on a very steep slope facing a lot of north. So on this little mountainous outcrop, there's different slopes. And it all faces in different directions. And on each slope, there's something planted that's best suited for that little spot. The Semillon is kind of a strange grape. When it ripens, it's got very big berries. It's got very juicy berries. It's almost the closest variety in wine for me, as for an eating grape, like for a table grape. It tastes very nice. So you would expect a wine that's sort of almost quite thin, almost like a Sauvignon Blanc type of a style, and it's totally not. You get a wine that is big, extracted, creamy, lots of texture, which is the total opposite of what the grape looks like. The vineyard is a trellis vineyard on a normal trellis system. And the idea behind epileptic inspiration from the beginning was it came in a time where I started getting epilepsy, which I never had as a child. It's called juvenile myoclonic epilepsy. It only starts at a later stage in your life. And I started getting that in around 2012. And then I made this wine from this little vineyard, and I felt like we needed a label for it. So before 2012, all my labels were very simple. I did it on Microsoft Word. I made a block. I wrote blank bottle in the block, and I changed the color. So it all looked exactly the same because I had no designing skills or anything like that. But in 2012, after my third epileptic fit, I was booked off driving for a year. So I was sitting at home, and I needed to design labels, and I couldn't look at the computer. It was complex. So I felt like, okay, goodness, maybe I should just take scissors and paint and things. So I started cutting little words from a piece of paper and stuck it to another piece, and I built this label with little pieces of paper, scissors, and glue. And I loved it. And I thought, my goodness, this is the first label I've ever done that I actually like. And since then, I started designing all my own stuff, and I started getting this interest in sort of almost, like you want to call it, art. So I do lino cuts. I do lino cuts. I do wood cuts where I print it from. I do charcoal sketches. I do paint. You name it. Loads of different stuff. And it works for me. It really works. And I love my own label. So that is where the name is from. Epileptic Inspiration. The 2020 is 100% this Elgin vineyard. In the past, for 2 years, I did blend a little bit of other stuff in just for complexity from Bart's Gather Sports, but that was only in the 2018 and 19. 2020, straight Elgin Semillon, back to the very first vineyard in 2012 we used for that.